This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, where Eric Chia follows quintuple patty cheeseburger. Wow, with all the fixings, we got tomato and onion on this bad boy, lettuce as well. It has been delivered. And if you want to join us here for some food and beverage, you should. Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock. Jake's in Grand Prairie, basically off of Bush and just north of I-20 here in GP. Okay, latest in Cowboys Micah negotiations, I'm pretty much totally out on, right? I'm like, okay, don't really care. You know, let me know when this thing is signed. But when the headline and the story includes teams inquiring about a trade, I think that becomes very interesting because this situation with Micah is personal enough, and enough has been said on both sides that I feel like this could end in a divorce. So I'm always trying to gauge what could the Cowboys get. What do you know about this, Wolchuk? This is Green Bay. This is Green Bay thinking this is our year?
Yeah, so Ricky Scoops, who, hey, it's interesting because he is a person on Twitter that's been right a couple of times when it comes to some signings, other rumors that have gone on in the National Football League. There's been some stuff he's been wrong on. Like, he tried to get in last year on the Brandon Ayuk to Pittsburgh trade stuff, and that didn't end up happening. But he is one of these guys that you do kind of have to pay attention if he throws something out there because he does speak with at least one person in the league who's in the know. So he said there is a rumor, even though he does not think he will be traded, and we can confirm because we asked Stephen Jones, person to person, would you trade Micah? He said no. Jerry has said no. But the Packers have a very serious trade offer on the table to the Cowboys for Micah Parsons. Now, this would be very anti what Green Bay historically does. I was trying to rack my brain on like what's a big-name player that they have ever even traded for. Most of the trades would be maybe in the draft. But I can't think of a guy that they've gone out and acquired. They have traded away players, but I can't think of a player Green Bay's gone to get. But like Jordan Love and Micah seem to be pretty close. Like Jordan Love went on Micah's podcast right after the Packers kicked the Cowboys' ass. So they probably have a good relationship. And Green Bay, I mean, the NFC is wide open right now. Who is the team right now that you think is the best? I mean, Philly is the reigning champ. I think Detroit's got some questions. Could they I've got the bold prediction they missed the playoffs. Right now, the offense hasn't looked good at all in training camp and preseason. They're kind of panicking in Detroit a little bit from some of the reports that I've read. The Rams, the Niners, there's questions. So the NFC's for the taking. That could be an over-the-top type of move if they get Jordan Love to play up to his standard for Green Bay. I could see why they'd be interested. I'd love to know what the offer would be.
Yeah, Green Bay would be interested in this deal, and they'd be interested in paying the $40 million a year because the player's young enough and he's the impact player. That's where Green Bay would sit. They you know, you would think that, oh, well, the Packers really don't want to give it the draft capital. They don't want to No, Brian Gutekunst, and what I know about Brian is that he'd be really – he's one of these guys that if he sees like it, this can really help his team. And they've struggled, you know, at the time because they've tried to bring in tackles and edges and stuff like that for their defense. Hmm. But this one would actually – I didn't get this one shot down. And but that it was because of the way the player plays, the age of the player, and they're okay with paying that money if they had to.
Do you think the Cowboys could be talked into wanting to trade him if this holdout goes into regular season games? I mean, that's what I would be worried about. Like, we have this player, but he doesn't want to play for us anymore. But I just don't believe Micah will take it that far yet. Yeah, I haven't seen anything. Like, if he comes out and says, I'll never play for you again, then I think these trade conversations get more interesting.
Where Micah, if he really wants to do this, and I think this would be his best avenue if he's serious about this, you know, camp's now over the Oxnard part of it. As you get back home here after this game this week, you'll have some practices next week getting ready for the final preseason game. Micah just needs to stay at home. Micah just doesn't need to show up at the facility anymore. Micah needs to show to the Cowboys that he's really serious about, fine, okay, you know, I was part of the Oxnard experience and all that, you know, fine, I'm not going to stay around. Micah has to show the Cowboys that he's willing to forego $1.8 million a week. And if he does that, then I think the Cowboys then have to look at, okay, he's serious about not playing here. Because I just believe that they don't think he'll miss game checks. That's where they're at. And there's people around the league that I've talked to that think this will get done September 1. That's another element to this. But I don't know. But if as long as Micah is in the building, the Cowboys are thinking he's not gonna give up, you know, he's not going to give up money.
You just slipped that in the side entry, though. You feel like people are
around the league, they think September 1st.
This is just going to, you know, drag out for the – so that gives them what? That gives them 2 days to have him ready to play? You think he plays?
I don't think he would play if that was the way that it came down.
I do think the Cowboys need to look at this and say, man, with Micah Parsons last year, we weren't even that good, you know, and we're probably in a very similar situation. What gets us closer to winning? And I do think there's an argument to be made that it would be a trade if you could get what? What are you willing to do it for? 2 ones and a two?
Yeah.
From the right team?
I think to me you have to look at the possibility. Is there a way you can –
3 ones?
Is there a way you can get a starting corner out of this deal? Can you get a starting corner and a first-round pick? You know, I would take one less one if you gave me the opportunity to have a legitimate corner on this team opposite of Bland right now, and it could also maybe start ahead of Elam.
It's incredible. We're at 3:07 here. I think Chief started in on that burger at about 3:02, and he is maybe two bites away. You know, Chief bites. That's almost a full burger to me still, but I think he's about to finish this bad boy off on the webcam.
Earthquake himself. Just crushing it.
Thank you.
Yes. A legendary performance once again by Eric Chiafalo.
He needs a beach down now.
Yeah, you know, I think if you are going to be draft and develop team, it just makes a lot of sense that once you realize, okay, we got these players, we're not going to win it now, we're probably not going to win it next year, we're just too far away, get more picks, you know, if you want to draft your guys. So, you know, when you see like, oh man, we messed up a couple of drafts, we're not going to be close for a couple of years, that's when it's time to stockpile future picks and at the same time make your own picks a lot better. But I just don't think the Cowboys want to punt on any year of trying to play 17 relevant games.
This is the thing you also have to look at about with Green Bay, and maybe you can get more from them because I've said this before, their picks are late. They're likely going to be. They get Micah Parsons. This is a team that they'll probably be for sure in the playoff hunt, maybe even win
the division. Yeah, you're picking 22 and back.
You're picking at the back end of this thing, and as long as Micah Parsons is playing – then you could probably be looking at probably picks that are going to be in that variety of like, okay, if there's 18 first-round grades or 20 first-round grades, you're talking about players that fall into that second-round category for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Micah is no better than what the players ranked him and you can get 3 ones, you should absolutely do that deal because they got him at 36th, right behind Josh Jacobs and Buda Baker. and right behind Travis Kelce. No, right behind Jacobs and Baker and right ahead of Travis Kelce, there's a CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons sitting 36, 35. That's just savage hating.
That's hilarious, dude.
It is.
I think we understand now why the NFL Network is kind of hiding this list.
There is not a single...
They are no longer broadcast.
Not a single team builder. I mean, the Packers would trade Josh Jacobs. They would throw him into the deal for Micah. There's not a single,
well, see,
single
that's what
team
you, that,
builder.
That's what I'd have to do. If you know, if I was into this Packer deal, I would try and get a player comparable to where that draft pick was going to be. You know, like I say, if his pick is going to be somewhere between 20 and, say, 27, I'd try and find that type of player. Who are you willing to part with? You know, Green Bay doesn't want to give you a bunch of first-round picks, but they might give you a player that you like.
Yeah, I think these players are on TikTok so much that they don't even know what the hell's going on in their own league anymore. How about that?
Hey, dude.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how many players they've got voting on this thing. You know, that's always been the question mark. That whole top 100 has been weird. I mean, I'm just looking at the Packers' defensive roster. There's not a lot of corners. I mean, they got Bullard from Georgia that they took in the second round at safety. Like, they've listed him as a nickel back. Is he playing some slot? I'd have to go and look. Can he help you there?
I don't want players back. I want to be horrible. I don't want starters back. If we're trading Micah Parsons, it's to be bad.
And this is why it's like then.
Yeah, but the Cowboys don't think that way. And I don't know if they're going to be bad. I mean, they still have Dak. Oh. They traded for George Pickens.
Without
they've got
CeeDee
Lamb. Yeah, I mean, even with Micah, I think it's the same conversation we're having, guys. They're going to have to outscore teams. Their offense is what's going to lead the way here. I don't know that there's a ton of a difference, big picture, in what we're talking about, how the Cowboys, like, they're obviously a better defense with Micah on the field. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But their keys to victory and our question marks of how this team's going to win games this year remain the same with 11 on the field and with him off of the field.
I agree. The defense is going to be a problem either way. It is just annoying to... If you're actually going to move on from him, then it's like, was the point of trading a third round pick for George Pickens?
I hear you.
There's,
you
know, likely going to be a, if Micah Parsons is traded, you're going to feel very much like it's like the deal you got for Luka.
You're not going to feel like you got enough in return.
I don't feel like you're going to feel like you're going to get enough in return.
Well, I'll tell you what, especially if that's the case, and we're sending him to Green Bay,
I'm keeping him.
F that,
yeah,
dude.
Like a team's got to blow the Cowboys away. Don't you think? Like they have no reason to trade him.
Yeah,
he's under contract.
No reason to trade him, you know, but unless somebody comes with an offer, and again, we're talking about Dawson, and he says he's like, I don't want to be good. I want to. So if that's the case, we need to just get the picks. We don't need to get the player. I was thinking like, how do you help? I mean, you're already taking away one of your best players. Don't get me wrong. But can you make up for it if, okay, we get rid of him. We've maybe got some edge rushers. We think that's kind of the depth of our team defensively. Maybe some of these edge rushers can show up. You could piece it all together to get enough sacks to make up for the loss of Micah. But now can you help it in the secondary? Can you get another corner that could help you in coverage or something like that?
We had a fan phenom guy. His take last week was that you should be trying to trade with the Jets, send Micah to New York, and try and get Sauce Gardner back with some picks.
Yeah, now, that would be fun. Yeah, if you were going to talk about getting that level of player back, you know, who's just a different guy, but maybe fits your team needs a little bit better, but is also one of the best at his position.
And he'll bring Ice Spice to town.
I mean,
I'd
love Denver in a dream world, PS2. Can I try and do that with the Broncos? Your relationship with Sean Payton, would that work at all? Like, if I'm trying to trade for a big name corner?
You guys already got Jahdae Barron, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You guys are fine.
You guys have an embarrassment of riches.
Good.
You're a Micah Parsons away. Not a 99
remember
overall.
Von Miller? Do you want another Von Miller?
See, the thing that other teams have to look at, though, and my guys in Green Bay are saying that, yeah, the $40 million is not a problem. But so some teams, $40 million a year is going to be a problem for that defensive player. That's going to be a problem for some teams. So you have to be mindful of who could sign a guy like that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, you know.
Because he's not going to go on a trade, you know, unless, you know, you're not going to get anybody. Somebody, you're going to have to get somebody. Someone's going to say, listen, if we're going to trade for this guy, we want the opportunity to talk to his agent. We want to talk to Mulligetta and see if we can get a deal done.
But so you guys are fine with trading him to the Packers? Like, that's just...
I think the Packers have to not blow the Cowboys away with a deal before I'm going to do that. And honestly, anything less than what the Bears traded Khalil Mack for, which, I mean, we're going back now to what, 2017, whenever the hell that was. That's the only trade I can think of that's comparable. You've got a premier pass rusher in his prime. That was two ones, a three, and a six.
for Khalil Mack.
There you go.
And I would argue Micah better, and he's a year younger.
Yes.
So I want at least two ones in this deal and a player, if that's what it's going to take.
I'd love to believe that we're in a world where the Cowboys would consider it, but we are in a world where sometimes the player forces the hand, so I guess it's realistic in that way, yeah. But I would be shocked if the Cowboys ever dealt one of their stars.
I just, the thing about Micah, he needs to show the Cowboys that he is serious about sitting out. And by showing up at practice every day, he's not serious about sitting out.
Yeah, but I don't even think they would take that very seriously. I think when like they see guys hold out, whatever, I think it would be the ultimate card to play is like, hey, you didn't get fined $50,000 a day at training camp, and then you just didn't show up week one. Like, go play with those guys you have against Philadelphia and watch what happens. And how much of a difference can Micah make? I mean, from a pass rush standpoint, a hell of a lot different.
One, yeah.
You want Ezeraku to have a good year? Well, play him next to Micah Parsons. You want Dante Fowler to look like he's still respectable? Put Micah Parsons in there. You want Osa to look like he's living up to the contract in a pass rush way? Make sure Micah's on the field. Because otherwise, dude, no, there's not a single pass rusher on that defensive line that is scary in any way, especially when you're talking about playing against a team like the Eagles.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here live at Jake's in Grand Prairie. A lot going on in baseball today, and I did promise some chicken soup for your Ranger soul. I got a couple of things here for you. Should pass along Nathaniel Lowe, DFA'd by the Nationals. He is only hitting .216. Obviously, he's got to clear waivers because you can't handle that contract. That's why you traded him for Berger. But if he does clear, I'd love to see a Nathaniel Lowe back. I mean, a good defensive first baseman. If Berger or Tellez struggle down the stretch, I'd love to know that I have Nathaniel Lowe in my system somewhere, as long as you know, it makes sense for everybody involved. I believe he still has one of the best mustaches in the game, Woolchuck. So I know how important that is to you.
And I loved him. I asked a couple of people about a potential Rangers reunion with Lowe and was told that he was not super well-liked.
Okay, so they wouldn't vote for it, but you know our guy CY doesn't give two bleeps about that. We need a better defensive first baseman.
CY might have been one of the ones.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then that would that'd be the end of that story. Yeah. How about we get to the chicken soup then? Cole Winn has undergone a transformation since moving to the bullpen in 2023. He leads all MLB pitchers who have pitched at least 20 innings in ERA. I was like, am I getting butt cracked on this? Yeah, but no, it's just another reason to believe that CY has done a tremendous job with drafting and developing. And a big part of that, at least with the pitchers, is a story in the morning news that Evan Grant wrote. I would highly recommend all Rangers fans read this about your guy Keith Comstock, an industry leader in rehabbing injured pitchers. And Grant actually wrote the story like the Rangers have an advantage. Like if cool. You have Tommy John your senior year of college or whatever, or before you get drafted, the Rangers are like, sweet, just let him fall to us around later. We're going to draft this son of a gun and fix his injury. And like it's starting to get to a point now where it's really starting to bear fruit. This guy Comstock, a journeyman big league pitcher. He's been in baseball for 50 years. He's now 70 years old, and he's putting everything together and, like, transforming the players. I think it's like a more of like a physical therapy plus, like, the ideal incubator for a frustrated player. This guy's vibes are off the charts. Mm-hmm. He understands the game, and then he understands physical therapy. And this other dude who works for the organization, Napoleon Pritchardo, says, I'm a little bit biased, but we can make the argument the development that the player is going to get through the rehab process may be better than the development he would get as a healthy player because of how they build him from the ground up with the new athletic foundation instead of sort of being the off-balance professional athlete that's just, like, been strengthened by his own means up to that point of becoming a professional. They would almost prefer to tear you down to zero and rebuild you from Tommy John than have a healthy player with bad habits and maybe a poor muscular foundation coming into the big leagues. But a great backstory on him. In the minors one day, he got cut. Obviously, this was, like, back in the 60s or something. He convinced the team to let him be the team mascot for a day. Before he left.
So great.
And he became the first baseball player to do a bit for his baseball card photo. He super glued a ball to his body, like right in his groin area, and then looked at the camera like he had misplayed the ball and it was getting on him too quick.
So, okay, so this is the vibes that you're talking about.
Yes, this is the vibes. Yes, this is a sense of humor guy and, baseball guy, and obviously he knows a lot about the you know, building up the athlete to pitch a ball better and not get hurt. And you look at DeGrom now. Look at the, and you know, a couple of the players that they just dealt at the trade deadline, they were injured guys that were prospects. They drafted them, fell into their lap because they were injured guys. They rehabbed them, put them in the minors, and the next thing you know, they're, you know, really good trade prospects, getting you Colom and Maton.
Just did the same thing in this draft.
Yeah.
Taking three guys that are going to have to, you know, get rehabbed and put back together here. So clearly this is something the Rangers are doing well.
Can you rehab some of our bats? You know, even if they're not banged up, they just sucked. Like, can you rebuild them?
What's like the Tommy John hitting equivalent?
Yeah.
The oblique.
Yeah,
the oblique.
That oblique is serious.
That oblique. We got to figure
like,
that thing out.
But it's like, hey, you're not fixing us from an injury. You're fixing us from just sucking.
Yes.
Right? Just rebuild us.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, pretend everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
Go see this guy. Let's get, you know, we'll build them stronger than what they were. We got the C-Note coming up here. We're live at Jake's Burgers in Grand Prairie in the top Cowboys stories as we sit 3 weeks from Cowboys-Eagles, and we're back with that here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here. We're live, Jake's in Grand Prairie. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. You guys see the happy birthday video for Osa last night? That was great, wasn't it?
It was.
I think, obviously, the vibe culture that Shoddy wanted to install is there. Looked like about 20 defensive players were hanging out in somebody's room, and Micah delivers the birthday cake. Like, it's exactly what you're looking for, I think, when it comes to the team camaraderie department. So, a happy birthday to Osa. And from there, I'm going to deliver you some fantasy questions about your Cowboys.
Ooh.
Okay. How you looking at these guys fantasy-wise? ESPN asked one fantasy question, and I got some of my own. Theirs was, do you expect a running back by committee approach?
Yes.
Are any of these guys fantasy draftable?
Ooh. I mean, for dynasty leagues, for sure, if you're going for like a Jaden Blue or something like that.
I would take Blue.
And draft and stash late.
Yeah.
I
don't play fantasy football, so I don't know how you guys score, but I have a feeling that they're going to find a way to get him the ball.
And especially as the season goes on. Like, yeah. I don't think week 1 through 4 you're feeling like, for sure, I have a Cowboys running back that I want to have in my starting lineup. But if you have a guy like Blue on your roster as the season starts going on, hopefully he gets his legs under him, gets acclimated into the offense, and then he can start to really take the bulk of the load, you know, at least passing game and things like that too, because most leagues you're doing PPR, so you're getting a point per reception, and Blue's a guy that'll be catching the ball for sure.
So that's like in just a one season league, you would take Blue like late in the
draft, honestly, late.
Probably no Cowboy running backs in a one season league. I mean, because you could get these guys in free agency. Like, you pick them up week 2, week 3.
Wait for the role to start to develop.
Yeah, because you don't know. Like,
get past the Atlanta game and they go the regular season and Blue's the starter? Does that change?
Then yes. Then it's like, okay, now he's got value.
Yeah.
So you just to monitor the situation. You could take him late, draft and stash, but some leagues, it depends on how many bench spots you've got. You might not be able to leave him on your bench till week 6 or 7 or whatever it is, but I would definitely monitor that for free agency.
How much does Pickens take production from CeeDee Lamb? Is Lamb still going to be one of the most productive fantasy wide receivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely.
Yeah, Lamb is still a guy that's getting picked in the top 5 in most leagues, and deservedly so. I think Pickens, I mean, there's you have enough space for both those guys to have pretty good years.
Even if it is the run game, the power run game that Shoddy keeps talking about but hasn't manifested yet.
Well, I just don't see how that can really sustain itself. You can talk about it as much as you want, but if your defense is going to be as bad as we think it's going to be, you're going to have to be putting up points, and you're probably going to be trailing in plenty of games. CeeDee Lamb 100% is going to get his.
And then at tight end, is Jake Ferguson a starting tight end again for fantasy?
He's borderline top 10. But yeah, I mean, those would be the only three guys I would pick.
Okay.
CD, Pickens, and Ferguson.
What about on defense?
Brandon Aubrey.
Can you make a case that, you know, you could look at the Cowboys against bad offenses? Like, it's a defense because of their pass rush, because of Deron Bland, that if you're going up against, you know, a definitive non-playoff team with a shoddy quarterback, this might be a sneaky play that could win you some weeks.
It's the turnovers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the turnover stuff.
And that's when we've seen bad Cowboys defenses we thought did not have a lot of talent. If you go back to 2014, they were saved by turnovers. 2016, similar deal. And if you're able to turn the football over, and then if your offense is able to score points and you can play with a lead, that's when, yes, this defense has a chance to maybe play to its strengths and get after the passer with Solomon Thomas and Osa and hopefully Micah and Sam Williams and Ezeraku and, you know, whoever else you want to throw out there.
How would you rate this defense without Micah as a pass rush unit?
Average.
Yeah, probably middle of the pack.
Yeah. I don't anticipate him missing any games. I mean, I don't think he'll play the first game because if he signs late. But I just wonder, without him, I just think that this defense is going to be pretty – you're going to have to figure out a way to get, you know, get those other guys home, Ezeraku and the guys. You're going to have to make up those sacks somehow, some way.
Man, with how intentional Shoddy has been with – we don't want to do one-on-one go balls in the first 3 weeks of practice. Like he said, he thinks that's stupid to get guys early in training camp and have them sprint. To see how gradual he's been with how much he asked Dak Prescott to run and not go 100%, I just can't imagine they'll sign Mike on a Monday and have him play on a Thursday.
Oh, no, I don't think there's any way that happens. You know, the whole thing that they played under the guise, not playing. Yeah, they played under the guise that he has a back problem. I don't think he has a back problem.
No, he doesn't have a back problem.
I think if Micah signed tomorrow, he'd be on the practice field the next day.
Well, I know Mickey's been reporting that he has been, like, working out.
Yeah.
By himself, out on the field,
I don't think the entire team.
He's been staying in shape.
They talk about that back. I just think that's an excuse.
Well, it's like, okay, you sit out week one. You're going to be ready in week two? Just all of a sudden, that's all you needed?
That's what you got to go. I mean, you're going to have, what, 10 days? Because you're playing a Thursday, right? So you're going to have, you know, you're going to have at least some time to get him somewhat ready.
It is classic coaching staff versus front office, because I can't imagine Jerry's going to want to do a big deal and then have you sitting.
He doesn't want to pay players for not performing.
I don't think there's a person in that building that would want him sitting. Matt Eberflus is going, really?
Yeah,
I think he's
playing.
Wait, for week one?
Count. Yeah.
I just don't think.
Who's the person advocating for it? Micah, I know we just paid you. We just reset the market. You're the highest paid non-quarterback in football. But it just scares me to have you out there.
Well,
who is that voice?
Okay, how about this? They have Lyle Collins. I mean, Lyle Collins is like, they talk about ramp-up period, and he played six plays. And yeah. If they're doing that with Lyle Collins, what do you think they're going to do with Micah Parsons?
See, I think there will be like a trainer or the head coach saying, yeah. We can't risk injury with yeah. this guy. We can't have him blow his hammy off the bone in week one yeah. if we could just wait until week two. I think there will be some people there saying this would be too much of a jump for him to go out there and play 45 snaps trying to beat a tackle.
Right, so okay. Not 45 snaps.
Right.
He can't play situationally.
Like,
he can't play on third downs, go after it. Get the quarterback.
That's what I'd be thinking.
Do what we just paid you to do.
I'm just telling you. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I just don't think they would do it. I mean, look at the track record. Like I just said, they're ramping up Lyle Collins. Come on, man. You know?
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between Lyle Collins who hasn't played football in two years and Micah Parsons.
They're ramping up Lyle Collins, and they're down offensive tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but Lyle Collins hadn't played in 2 years.
No, that's not an excuse.
It's a pretty big one.
It's not an excuse.
It's pretty reasonable.
Got to beat the Eagles. You're not beating the Eagles without Micah. That's your shot. Landon Dickerson not playing, and
Micah did. He play both times last year, and they got smashed, right? They figured out how to – that's a team that figures out how to block him. That's a team.
They do.
That's a team.
They have caused problems.
That's a team. Jordan Mailata's size gives him problems. Mm-hmm. And then Lane Johnson's athletic ability gives him problems on the other side. And then they figure out how to double him, too.
And the option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse Hawley's doing a fun bit this week. He's going after Shoddy. And he kind of gave him some tough questions. And he asked Shoddy, why have you said you want to be a physical run team? And then you came out with six passes on Saturday. It was pretty fun radio or TV.
I think we actually have the sound.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we can get to that a little bit later on because we're right up against the break. But I love what he said. They want to evaluate Joe, and they want to be smart with what they're showing. So you'll hear that a little bit later on. Dak Prescott on his 12th place spot in the QB tiers says, I know who I am. I'm confident in who I am. It's about me just continuing to get better, healthy, grow, and make sure I'm the best player, quarterback, and leader I can be for this team. That's the list that I care about. I think the end could be nearer for Dak than we know. Like, when it was near the end for Tony Romo in 2016, we had no idea that in 10 weeks it was over. But what the team had done is start acquiring young quarterbacks, just like the Cowboys have now gone Trey Lance and Joe Milton back-to-back. Sure. Give me an injury, give me bad performance, give me miss the playoffs and not even be entertaining. Like the first 8 weeks of last year, I think that could get him moved on from. You know, so I don't know. While you're 12th here and you're barely inside the top 100, I think this could very well be like the last year of Dak Prescott as Cowboys quarterback. I just want to go on the record of saying that.
Wow.
So when it happens, you won't be surprised.
That'll be a bombshell, though, when you consider the contract and everything.
That would be huge.
That would be huge.
I mean, yeah, and it would only he would have to get hurt again.
I think that would further complicate it.
And he plays terribly.
Yeah, I think that's the way that it happens for sure. Because injured again, that would guarantee medically everything left on his contract. The way out is if he stays healthy but plays poorly, and then you could end it before the fifth day of the league year and void about $60 million of cap hit from the back end of that. That would be the escape route I would be looking for, considering how poorly he's played when Tyron Smith has not been available. And last year was the first full year without Tyron Smith. It was an interception a game, and the offense grounded to a halt, 6 points less than the year before. You're right back in the fire now with Nate Thomas playing left tackle. I mean, I expect sped-up Dak to be inaccurate and throw turnovers. That's what I expect when we start week one against the Eagles, and I'll be surprised if it doesn't happen.
Boots All right. Eagles, baby.
We're live at Jake's in Grand Prairie.
Don't short and run.
Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking
us? Yeah, we got the Ravens game this weekend. Who needs to show up? We'll talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Talk about that next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Shimmer. Sure, appreciate that. Thank you as well to Reliant for being a part of that. We got our pregame, not outside this week.
You'll be inside?
So, Eric, we're lucky we're inside this Saturday.
The comfy confines of yes. The Brad Sham radio booth.
Brad Sham. And good job in week one not making Brad mad.
That was nice.
That was quality work on your part.
I'm glad that as soon as we got off the interview with him, you acknowledged that, knowing damn well he probably still had his cans on.
You literally said goodbye. Hey, good job. You didn't piss him off, huh?
I mean, you know, just say.
Christy, Tyler Booker.
Sometimes you just got to acknowledge it quickly, you know?
Yeah. Mid-season form already.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mid-season nice form job, already. Chief. But, yeah, we're going to be inside, so we'll miss everybody. During the season, we'll be outside on the West Plaza, right?
Another Light Plaza, that's right.
Light Plaza during, and that'll be week two against the Giants. Mm-hmm. But we'll be in the Miller Light Club.
Yes.
Post-game, and that's only for 2 hours. So let's see if Shoddy reacts, how he reacts to all the media being over interviewing Jerry after a game. Remember that reaction from
Mike's
Mike McCarthy?
Like,
Mike was like, should I start? should I start here? And like Scott Chigolnik was going, go ahead. Just keep, man, you're on. Let's go. Keep going. So anyway.
That was his welcome to the Cowboys moment.
Yep.
You know what? That's they had the guy from Gilmer and then Tim Kalashon and Calvin Watkins were the three that were interviewing Mike. And he just kind of sat there and like, okay, I guess. But I think that's the moment when he realized that, like, okay, this is what I'm going to have to deal with here. So I'm okay with that.
I can't believe he didn't grasp the fact that, of course, the owner and general manager is going to have a ganger outside the locker room every single game.
I don't think he knew.
Why would he not?
Everybody does.
I thought he was a veteran in the NFL.
No, all 32 teams.
Act like you've been there before, Mike.
No, I don't think he knew at all. I think he was just like – he was surprised. He's like, wait a minute. I just talked to three reporters? That's kind of what I do? You know?
Yeah. Chalk it up as a win.
It's going to be quick.
Yeah, chalk it up. All right. Who to look for in this football game against the Ravens? By the way, this is – I'm I'm trying to kind of figure out if they're going to actually play anybody in this game.
We got Booker confirmed today.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah,
what about Booker?
Yeah, what about Booker? Booker needs to play.
Make sure you ask Christy.
Yeah, we will ask Christy. She'll
but Shoddy said that he's going to play today.
Well, good for him because, you know, with the four preseason games, I kind of feel like that you could, you know, sit guys out if you want because you have the opportunity to be able to, you know, look at guys. And in this case, with the three games, it's really just one game, you know, the way that some of these teams play. But, you know, unfortunately, we'll see. I don't think we're going to get a lot of guys. But I got some guys I think need to have. I think there's a couple of guys here that need to have some good games to kind of – I think they're on that the borderline of being part of this roster or, you know, being waived or maybe being on the practice squad. We'll see. I'm going to start off with Holden, with Trayshon Holden, the wide receiver. I think that he is on the cusp of making this football team. Now, it also then turns into – with Holden, it also turns into Flournoy. And then it also turns into Brooks. One of those guys or two of those guys, I think, depending on if they keep five or they keep six, I think this is where it's going to fall with these guys. I think the others, Mingo, I've kind of got him on the roster. But if you're talking about player five and player six at the wide receiver crew, I think it's going to come from one of these guys. So, you know, I Holden has shown up well. They like him and what they've done in practice, what he's done, how he's adapted to the NFL game, the route running. He is not the fastest nor the quickest, but he understands how to get open. If you saw some clips of him yesterday, he did a really nice job of he gets down in the red zone and he has a feel for how to work off the defender and then make himself get into windows and stuff to be able to make plays. We saw it in the game where he stayed wide on the sidelines and kept the safety from coming over the top. For a rookie player, that's a smart guy right there. So he understands route running. So that's one of these guys I think that he's kind of got himself in position to make this team, but he needs to have a really good game. I think, you know, him, Flournoy, and Brooks, I mentioned those guys as well. On the offensive line side of things, I think that to me that Akeem Adeniji is a guy that kind of needs to have a better game. He's the one guy that gave up the sack in that game last week against the Rams. The technique was not where it needed to be for that play. You know, I think overall he's been pretty good. He did a pretty good job when Steele was out playing the right tackle spot. But I wonder if now we're starting to get into they're going to maybe have to go a little short at offensive line. And can they afford to keep him? Would that mean that when you look at the other guys that are involved, like when it comes to the tackles and stuff like that with Awesome Richards, mm-hmm. Is Awesome Richards going to be the swing on the left and the right? Are they going to be able to keep 10? That's one of those things you always, when you're building your team, you're thinking about, I got to keep extra offense and defensive linemen because I can't find these guys during the year. It's hard for me to go out and maybe poach a guy off a practice squad or, you know, people just don't put offensive and defensive linemen out there. So the Cowboys might be forced to go a little short. And I think Akeem Adeniji, he needs to have the type of game where if they're thinking like, okay, we're going to only keep nine, can he be one of the nine guys there? So I would keep an eye on that situation at tackle and how they play him. I think Luke Schoonmaker needs to have a really good game here. And I say this in the way because of the way Fairweather played last week. If you're in a situation and you're the Dallas Cowboys, do you look at Luke Schoonmaker and you look at Fairweather, and if Luke Schoonmaker is not blocking well enough for you, who do you keep? You keep the more athletic guy. I'm not going to say you keep the younger guy because they're both young, but you kind of have an idea what you have in Luke Schoonmaker. And if Luke Schoonmaker is not going to be a blocker as the third guy and you play a lot of 12 and you play a lot of 13 personnel stuff, mm-hmm. Would you just rather keep, like I say, Fairweather, better athlete, yes. Maybe better extender on the football? We saw his ability. We saw what he was able to do at Auburn a little bit. Bad ball catcher, run routes underneath, low, high, doesn't matter. That right there, I think Luke Schoonmaker might be in a situation just being the third tight end that they might say, you know what, Fairweather is a better option for us right now, and Luke Schoonmaker maybe move on. That would be one of those cuts.
There's some positions this team drafts and evaluates well. I don't think tight end's one of them. That'd be two second rounders in a row bust.
They've had a history,
and they're finding guys who were like late day three picks that end up being your best players.
Yeah,
it's weird.
They've used Gavin Escobar was a second round pick. You know, yeah, they've had some
Anthony Fasano.
They've had some second round tight ends that just haven't worked out. You're right about that. I think we got a couple of veteran guys I think need to, and I'll say this: I think Sam Williams needs to have a really good game here. And I'm saying this in a way of Sam Williams coming back from the knee surgery and stuff like that. Depending on, I think, you know, with Micah, you know, I think that situation will be resolved. But I think with Sam Williams, he needs to kind of show up. Had an interception yesterday in the goal line period where on a fire zone he dropped back and picked Dak off. But I think this needs to be a game. Didn't play last week. Sam Williams needs to show up this week and get the opportunity to kind of solidify his spot on the roster. Are there other ones? I mean, you know, how many are they going to keep at defensive end?
You think Sam Williams could be a cut?
I'm thinking that Sam Williams might be a guy that they would consider moving on from because, like, I think that when you look at this, you know, when you look at Nealon, Fowler, and then
Turner and Thomas.
Parson. Yeah, Turner's another guy too. Turner's another guy. How many guys are you going to keep? You're going to keep six ends. You're going to keep five ends. How many ends are you going to be able to keep? And I think that Sam needs to have the kind of thing where he puts confidence in everybody's eyes that, hey, I'm starting to come back. And people say, well, he's only a year removed from the knee surgery and stuff. You need to kind of show that the progress that you make. But he's had just kind of an okay training camp. I don't think he's had anything special. When you've got guys, some of these younger guys that have been blocking him at practice and, you know, he's not, you know, taking advantage of that. Now, that is a little bit worrisome to me. I think at the corner spot, real quick here, I think McQuamu needs to have a really good game, and I think Keeman Hall needs to have a good game. And I think they need to solidify their positions of, okay, who could be potentially that nickel? We've talked about the nickel position a lot. Could McQuamu be that guy? Zion Childress, I think Zion Childress has probably made this team. I just think now you have to look at, okay, is it McQuamu? Is it Hall? Are they going to have to go out and get somebody? But I think they really, really like what they've seen in Childress. I think he's going to get a lot of opportunities in the Ravens game. And Hall's going to have to find a way. McQuamu, where do you play him? Is he a safety? Is he a slot? Is he a corner? You know, he's a guy that's got a little bit of that Chido Awuzie. We've talked about that before, with his ability to, like, be right there but not make plays. So I would keep an eye on Israel McQuamu right there. And the final guy that I want to talk about, two of these defensive tackles. And I just want to say the young rookie defensive tackles, keep an eye on them, if, like with JT and then King Bisoté. Keep an eye on how much they play and how well they play. I thought that both did a fine job, but JT was really good until the very end of the game. Let's see if now he's got a feel for that he kind of asserts himself a little more at that one technique as they put him in there.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. And you can join us at Jake's in Grand Prairie for the next 3 hours. Plus tonight, if you're looking for something, there's going to be a party here with a fan phenom. But Chris Arnold's going to be in the house hosting prospective fan hosts as they try out to basically be the next Blake Elliott. All right. When we come back, it's time to chat football with Mike Sando of The Athletic. He just published his quarterback tiers. We'll talk to him about the reaction he's getting for where he put Dak, and more coming up next year on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.